Now, a K-Pop in it on San Diego Lifestyles. This month, we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer of the Old Globe Theater. Craig, what is your artistic philosophy for the Old Globe Theater?
I suppose our artistic philosophy is not very unique, but we feel that the most important single contribution to the theater is the playwright. And so we are dedicated to try and interpret the playwright and to try and give a performance of his play what his intent is, and to not change that intent. As example, I mean, you can do very far out and modern and strange interpretations of Shakespeare, but we have found through trial and error and through producing now for 50 years that when you do a play of Shakespeare's, if you try and capture what Shakespeare wrote and do not superimpose on that interpretation space uniforms or so on and so forth, that it really plays better.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. And now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer at the Old Globe Theater. Craig, your artistic philosophy regarding the Old Globe Theater and Shakespeare, tell us about it.
Shakespeare, of course, is so strong a playwright that, I mean, you can fool around with him a lot. And sometimes it can be interesting, and sometimes it can be pertinent to something that is happening in our lives today. I mean, such as Orson Welles had some years ago done a Julius Caesar that had a comment to make about dictatorship during Second World War. And those things are fine. But, I mean, generally speaking, I mean, we're not going to take a tragedy and try to turn it into a comedy or take one of the comedies and give it a tragic tinge or that sort of thing. We pretty much analyze what was the playwright saying and how did he want to say it, so that we are as true to the playwright as we can be. Particularly that happens in new playwrights now, and the new plays that we do. We feel that it is important to look for plays with literary merit that have something to say, and then try and say them as close to the author's intent as possible.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. Now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer at the Old Globe Theater. Craig, can you single out three of the most significant events in the Old Globe's 50-year history?
I suppose the fact that it was built for the 1935 exposition, and then it was scheduled to be torn down, and the fact that a group of citizens got together and saved the building and raised enough money to build it into a permanent theater, that was an important saving the theater. Then I suppose if you just do those kind of, is the theater as a plant going to survive, then you go into the 1978 fire and the rebuilding and the raising of funds and the reopening of the new Old Globe in 1981. That was an important thing. And then during that time, of course, we built the festival stage, and then it burned, and now it is going to reopen this year. It is going to be a much finer plant than we had before. So, I mean, I think those things maybe are the three most important things, because without the theater, you're just there performing. You become street theater.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. And now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer at the Old Globe Theater. Craig, can you mention some significant artistic events at the Old Globe?
Well, I think the fact that the Globe, after the exposition, where people had seen Shakespeare played on an Elizabethan stage without the benefits of scenery, but just actors in costume, moving the text, moving from one scene to another, and just letting Shakespeare's words tell you where you were supposed to be, whether it was night or day, because that's always in his scripts. He describes here on this moor, or whatever, or here in this castle, or wherever. So, I mean, always the dialogue tells you where you are. But, I mean, San Diego was so impressed with Shakespeare and grew to love that company so much that we, in 2 short years, developed an audience for the classic theater and for Shakespeare.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. And now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer of the Old Globe Theater. Craig, can you mention some significant artistic events at the Old Globe?
Another important artistic thing is when we became a community theater, because it was an amateur theater that developed in 1937, we tried to do good scenery, good costumes, professional direction, so that we could raise the standards of amateur theater as high as we possibly could go. Then, when we returned to doing Shakespeare again, we reached out and brought in some Shakespearean directors that were authorities in the field, and we developed so that we eventually turned into an equity company or a professional company during the summer, and we're doing equity or professional shows in the summer and an amateur theater. And that worked together for a number of years. But eventually, our dream was always to become a full-fledged, year-round professional equity company. And that, of course, really didn't take place until after the fire and the reopening of the Old Globe.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. Now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer at the Old Globe Theater. Craig, what prompted your decision to make the theater your lifetime career?
Well, it was a path of least resistance. Actually, strangely enough, I mean, in a time, because when I graduated from high school, it was we were still in the depths of the Depression, and there wasn't all that much theater, live theater. Stock companies had disappeared because of motion pictures, and talking pictures came in, and so there wasn't all that much theater. It was surviving in New York and Chicago, but that was about the only place. But I kept working in amateur groups and trying to stay in the theater, and I discovered that possibly in amateur groups, usually the only person that was paid was the director, and sometimes they did hire and pay a small pittance for someone to direct a show, whereas the actors were doing it for free or love of it. So I decided if I wanted to survive, I better become a director rather than an actor. And actually, once I started directing, I found that that's what I really like to do.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. And now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer of the Old Globe Theater. Craig, what's the value of having 3 small-sized theaters in Balboa Park instead of 1 larger theater where more people could see the plays?
First off, I think the theater, for it to be exciting and for it to hold the attention of the audience, and particularly ever since motion pictures came in. I mean, we can go to a motion picture and suddenly there is a thoughtful moment and they want to show what an actor is thinking. And so they fill the screen full of a great big close-up. And you can look into that actor's eyes and you can tell what he is thinking, whether he is contemplating murder or whether it is love or whatever the emotion is. But you can read his thoughts. You can't do that, of course, if you're sitting in the 10th row or the 15th row of a theater. But if it is an intimate theater, the live experience compensates for those close-ups. But when you get in a large, large theater, and I'm talking about 3,000-seat theaters, then the acting has to be very forced. The actor has to force his voice, or it has to be amplified. And you're so far away that you can't see any expression from the actor. And he has to use body language, and he has to exaggerate in order to make it a meaningful experience for you. So the smaller the theater is, the more meaningful it will be. And the contact, the personal contact between an actor and an audience is a very vital and important part of the experience.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. And now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer of the Old Globe Theater. Craig, another reason for smaller theaters.
Also, there is the fact that if you are in a large theater, there's diminishing return. And then you have to be sure as a producer that you're going to that there are going to be 3,000 people each night that want to see that particular thing. If you have smaller theaters, maybe it is an experimental play, and you think, well, this is a wonderful new play, but it isn't known, and you're not going to get a great deal of audience. And but possibly you can get 200 people a night that will be perfectly happy seeing this new play about Vietnam, as example. Let's take that as an example. But that it isn't the popular taste. So, I mean, you can give a wider variety of presentations if you have three theaters, because you can do the popular plays in the larger theater, the less popular plays in the smaller theater, and you can be supplying the artistic needs of the community much better than just one large theater.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. Now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we're saluting the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer of the Old Globe Theater. Craig, why is attending the theater as an entertainment form more satisfying than either television or film?
Well, it has to do with commitment, in a way. And it has to do with the same thing as, you know, I can now stay home and watch the Padres on television if I want to. But I still have tickets to the Padres, and I still like to go there. Because, I mean, when I go to watch the Chargers or the Padres, and I'm a great fan of both, I can choose what I want to look at. I mean, granted, if suddenly there is a commotion in the stands right in back of you and you're being doused with beer or something, that becomes an important part of the experience. But, I mean, it may not show up on that television screen at all, and rightly so. I mean, but you have a choice. And plus, I mean, being there live adds a whole other dimension to the experience that you're not going to get from either a film of it or a televised portion of it. So, I mean, the live experience in sports and the theater, I think, are similar in a way.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. Now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we're saluting the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer of the Old Globe Theater. Craig, another reason that theater is more satisfying than a film or TV.
When one goes to a play, and the playwright has written something, and he has a viewpoint, or a moral, or he has moved the audience in a certain way, if the entire audience is experiencing that as a group, it is almost, in a way, like group therapy. That they are all into whatever the mood of that play is. And so it is a stronger, there are more vibrations than sitting and watching it, either being performed on television or in a motion picture house. So I think that's the difference.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. And now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer of the Old Globe Theater. Craig, describe the three different theaters at the Simon Edison Center for the Performing Arts in Balboa Park.
The smallest of the theater, the Cassius Carter Center Stage, years ago used to be a Falstaff Tavern. During the exposition days, it was a tavern. And they did roast beef and pork pies and that sort of thing. And had you could go and eat there before you went inside the Globe Theater. And we went in and decided, after I had done a lot of staging in that tavern, and it was used for a rehearsal hall, that I wanted to do plays that were lesser known, experimental things, workshop type of things. And so we were doing plays in this Falstaff Tavern. We decided to make it a permanent structure. So we went in with a bulldozer and we scooped it out, and it is an arena theater. In other words, the stage is in the center and there are theater seats all the way around. So the actors are in the center, and sometimes part of the audience is looking at something when an actor has his back to them. But it is a very, very small intimate space. It seats about 225 people. And so that is a very intimate experience.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. And now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer of the Old Globe Theater. Craig, could you describe the Old Globe Theater and the Edison Center for the Performing Arts in Balboa Park?
The Globe is a modified thrust. In other words, we can do it a proscenium arch, or we can have it in back of an imaginary curtain, or we can bring it out into the auditorium, and the actors are out on the thrust, and they are in the room with you, or in the theater with you. It works well because we have exits, even that we can take out a certain row of seats on either side, and actors can make entrances and exits right toward or coming in from the auditorium and from the orchestra. It works beautifully for classical theater. We also have the ability to put in a small orchestra in an elevator stage in the force part of the stage. So it has a wider variety, and that seats 580 and is a larger theater.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. Now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer of the Old Globe Theater. Craig, can you describe the newly dedicated Lowell Davies Festival stage?
That's outdoors. It seats 638 and is our largest stage. But even then, I mean, there are only 13 rows to the back row, and it is, in essence, an intimate amphitheater. And so those are our three theaters, and each demands certain different things from the actor. And because of the outdoor theater, actors have to have stronger voices. They have to be able to project better than either in the Globe or the Carter. But it is still an intimate space, and even in the back row, you don't feel like, oh, I'm so far away, I can't participate in that. These are theaters for audiences to participate in. And I think that's part of their charm, and I think that's part of their strength.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. And now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer at the Old Globe Theater. Craig, briefly, what are the six productions scheduled during the Jubilee season this summer at the Old Globe?
The first show to open in the summer will be a play called Greater Tuna, and it's directed by David McClendon, and that's going to be in the Cassius Carter Center stage. And it is a very, very funny play that can be seen on home box office because they made a film of it. But it's two men in the town of Tuna, Texas, who run a radio station, and they are the radio station. I mean, there's no one else that works there except these two old men that sit and talk and tell what's going on in Greater Tuna. And as they start telling what's going on in Greater Tuna, they play all of the various citizens that they talk about. And so these two guys play about 16 roles apiece, and they get dressed in the outfits of the people they're talking about, and some of them are women, but it is very, very funny show. It's just a ridiculous show, but you do see a slice of that, panhandle of Texas that is very, very funny.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. Now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer at the Old Globe Theater. Craig, what's one of the productions scheduled for the Jubilee season?
Opening the Lowell Davies Festival Theater, the new amphitheater, Jack O'Brien is remounting his Midsummer Night's Dream, which was one of the two shows that played in 1978 when we opened the festival stage. And it is a beauty and a great delight because it's all outside. Most of the play takes place in the forest. And we light all the trees there in this zoo canyon that this theater sits in. And it's just a gorgeous experience. And is a very, very funny comedy. And, of course, is one of Shakespeare's most popular plays. Midsummer Night's Dream is greatly loved, and this is a gorgeous production of it.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. Now, K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month, we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer at the Old Globe Theater. Craig, what's one of the productions scheduled for the Jubilee season?
In the Globe itself, Tom Moore will be directing Fallen Angels, a Noel Coward show that we have never produced. And that's surprising because Coward is a very popular playwright, and we've done most of his works. This is one of his early plays, and it concerns two ladies who are married and discovered that they had, prior to their marriage, shared a French gentleman, and he is about to return into town, and it's the dither they go in, and they're wanting to see him again and not knowing how to handle the situation, and the husbands have gone off to have a weekend of golf. It's just a sitcom kind of thing that Noel Coward does so brilliantly, and it is a very, very funny comedy.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. And now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer at the Old Globe Theater. Craig, what's one of the productions scheduled for this Jubilee season this summer?
Painting Churches is a new play that's going to be opening in the Carter in July, and it is the story of a church family. Their last name is Church, and it's the story is told through the eyes of the daughter, and it's her parents that are going to close up their house and move into condominium, and it's sort of tells the story of this family, and it's a very moving, beautifully written, sensitive play, and it just is still playing on Broadway, and it's a very moving experience. I will be directing a play called London Assurance, which is the second show for the Lowell Davies Festival Theater, and it is a sort of, it's in the manner of a restoration comedy, and it has to do with London society going into the country, and it's also very reminiscent of The Importance of Being Earnest of Oscar Wilde, and is a comedy of manners, and is a very, very broad farce, and it is great fun.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. And now, K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month, we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer of the Old Globe Theater. Well, Craig, what's one of the highlights of this summer's Jubilee season?
The last show to open will be John Houseman, is going to be directing Richard III in the Globe stage. And we're very thrilled about this. I've known John for years, and he is certainly one of the most prominent Shakespeare directors. He put on film the Julius Caesar that Marlon Brando did, and of course he did the Hamlet of Leslie Howard. So he has a long tradition of working with Shakespeare, and we're looking forward to having John Houseman with him in that production of Richard III. But I think it sounds like a pretty good season, don't you?
I think it's extremely exciting, and I can't wait to see it, too. More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. And now a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month, we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer at the Old Globe Theater. Craig, why is live theater important to a metropolitan community like San Diego?
Well, I think all the arts. I think the symphony, the opera, the ballet, live performances, like live theater, is important because it is what people who come to us, who move to this community, are looking for if they've lived in other metropolitan areas. Almost all of the great cities, both European theater cities and cities in this country, the older established places such as Boston, New York, Chicago, they all have these experiences. And I think it's important for that tradition to continue. I think it's important for children and young people to be exposed to all art forms, including museums. But I mean, certainly plays, and the purpose of playwriting and the purpose of plays is It should be for the delight and instruction of mankind. And, I mean, a playwright that is worth his salt has something to say. And usually he has something to say about the human condition that is terribly vital to learn. And so, I mean, we go to all kinds of art, I think, to learn and to enjoy and to participate in and share a common experience. So I think they're terribly important.
More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360. Now, a K-Pop Minute on San Diego Lifestyles. This month, we salute the arts, and we're talking with Craig Knoll, executive producer of the Old Globe Theater. Craig, what personal pleasures do you derive from your involvement with the Old Globe?
Well, I think, you know, as a San Diegan who has lived here all my life, what really pleases me is the growth in the community, the fact that that we have matured, the fact that it is now a metropolitan area, the fact that it is still remains so beautiful. And I think I derived a great deal of pleasure out of our receiving the Tony this year of being the outstanding regional theater in the country. And the national recognition that we have received from the Shakespeare Festival and all of the things that we've done, it's very satisfying to know that this art institution, the Globe, has sort of tried to keep pace with the growth of the city, and I think we have. And I think we are a leader today in the field, and I think we will continue to be a leader in the field.
Thank you, Craig. More next time on San Diego Lifestyles from K-Pop AM 1360.